Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Loads of good news happening here at home and around the world. And Cathal O'Sullivan is with me in studio today to put a little smile on all of our faces. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, as always.
Not bad.
Wednesday, Andrea.
Yeah, good to see you. You are here to tell us about favourite bookshops today.
Yeah, Andrea, so as always, the book awards come around every year, On Post Book Awards, you see them come around. But this category always kind of piques my interest. It's the On Post Bookshop of the Year. So it's kind of calling on bookshops, local tiny little ones, kind of nook and crannies that you find in little villages and things like that, all over Ireland. They're being called upon now to enter this category. It's kind of the fifth year it's been in place, and it aims to acknowledge the vital role played by different independent bookshops around the country. And ones from Derry, Wicklow and Galway all have won in the past couple of years. So you actually, there's a €15,000 prize. So that's incredible,
that's
number
reason
one.
To be happy,
yeah,
if ever there
absolutely.
Was one.
And once you enter, so 12 bookshops that receive the most online votes will be long listed by the On Post Book Awards. And then mystery shoppers we'll go down to these bookshops and enter them and
love
kind of
this.
Suss them out. I think this is the best part of it. So these judges will head down as mystery shoppers, part of the judging process. Six shops will be finalised to go to the award ceremony in the convention centre in November. And then it'll be chosen from the, I suppose, the final six. But like that, Larry McHale from the chairperson of the award said, it just honours kind of the vital role that bookshops
absolutely
have.
Absolutely, great idea.
I love the one in Dingle. There's the Dingle Bookshop. It's just this kind of cosy.
Is this the one with the picture of the cat painted outside of the wall? It's always comes up on my TikTok.
And sure, we have loads here in Dublin, but like that, if you are a book lover and proud of your independent bookshop in your local area, do get online and vote.
Good stuff. I thought you'd be stuck in the middle of the ploughing today.
I know, yeah. Well, it's not in Leash this year, Andrea, you see.
Oh, well, I suppose you wouldn't go to it otherwise.
I wouldn't go to it otherwise.
You wouldn't leave.
Now, I wish I was there. I was there last year when it was in Rathanesca, but this is the thing that might attract me down there. So I suppose we know that the presidential election is on the way this coming month in October.
Well, they're all down flat-out canvassing.
Absolutely. Yeah. But not only that, there's canvassing going on for a potato election. So on Commission Thaucon, Ireland's Independent Election Commission, is looking for Ireland's favourite form of potato. So they have a full election going. It's PRS TV. The count is happening. They're doing actual election. So you can head down.
But what are you voting for?
Ireland's favourite form of potato. So you have baked, boiled.
Your favourites, bud.
Chips, hash browns, Hasselback. That's not very Irish.
That's not Irish at all. That's
mashed,
the most notions now.
Roasted or steamed. What is your favourite potato?
Oh,
I think I have to go mash.
Like, but do you mean like a champ, like now, like a posh one with cream and a bit of butter and stuff?
Jacinta O'Sullivan's mashed potato.
Really, just mashed potatoes.
Every day of the week.
Yeah.
I also like a roasty.
See, I like a fancy now, you know, like
a little gratin.
Not garlic potatoes.
Not garlic,
right,
but like kind of.
But you know the fancy ones.
Oh yeah,
I don't know how to pronounce it now because I'm going to pronounce it wrong.
Dauphinoise.
That's the one.
The Dauphinoise.
Dauphinoise.
If Dauphinoise came knocking at your door,
I will give them my number one
your
vote.
Your number one vote. So this is happening down there, and Brian Dawson from the Electoral Commission says it's all about showing people how to vote correctly.
We're helping people get registered to vote ahead of the presidential election that's coming up, but also just helping people understand how to vote, the kind of do's and the don'ts, what they need to bring with them when they go to vote, and just answering any questions that people have about our democracy and about the upcoming elections.
Yeah, so you can register to vote. It's a great way to get people involved.
Well, it's definitely a unique way to use the PR system to teach people how voting works in Ireland.
I think it's great, but I do think MASH will come out on top if it's going by these Irish people and these farmers.
Stewards inquiry if it's...
Yeah. Oh, but these farmers definitely, if you're heading to the ploughing tomorrow, stand 290, row 15,
know your
lock
audience.
3.
Now, do you have a favourite hotel in Ireland? This is Kim Kardashian's.
Yes, Andrea, the dulcet tones of Trudy Lawler, Leash Woman there. Lovely Leash. Kim Kardashian, so everyone knows who she is, but she has listed Ballyfin House as one of her favourite hotels in the world.
Yeah. I've never been.
No, me neither. And actually, so my dad went to school on the grounds in Ballyfin College, which would be on, the old college would have been on the grounds of Ballyfin House. And that's long gone. But this house was turned into a massive, like, beautiful hotel, like, absolutely, like, five stars.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah, Michelin star restaurant.
It's good enough for Kim Kardashian.
This
we'll
is
have
it.
To go down for a nose.
And Dominic West has been seen there before, but she actually had her honeymoon there in 2014 with her former husband, Kanye West. And, like, I will never forget it in 2014, the buzz around Portlaoise when she was in town.
Sure, everyone was trying to track them down, weren't
they? Do you know where they went? They went to the cinema in Portlaoise and three friends of mine went down and they nabbed a picture with Kanye West. And it's just so peak 2014. But it's great to see the likes of Elise Hotel being mentioned by Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
like,
serious.
And like, I know people who've worked in the Ballyfin House and stuff like that. And like, I know it's fancy and I know it costs a lot, but it's putting Laois on the map. Mm. We have the Laois Rose, we have the Rose of Tralee, we have Ballyfin House, we have Electric Picnic, we had the Plowin.
You had the Plowin.
Laois, lads.
Yeah, you have it all. Now, he's a man of many, many talents.
Yeah, now for those listening, that just sounds like kind of a little bit of dance.
Sounds like Electric Picnic.
Yeah, a little bit of house music, maybe in the woods at stupid o'clock. But that is Cillian Murphy DJing this past weekend at From a Safe Harbour Festival in Cork on Saturday night.
So he's an actor come DJ.
He's an well, now I actually was surprised to find out that he's been DJing for quite a while. So it's not the first time he's done it. He was flexing his talent in the Cork Opera House in January 2013 as well. So he's been able to DJ for quite a while. But this Oppenheimer Oscar winner actor was DJing at Sounds from a Good or Safe Harbour Festival in Cork on Saturday night. He also did a monologue. But in attendance was very own Taoiseach Micheál Martin as well. So
he wasn't DJing though.
No, he was there though. But I just think it's totally...
Can't imagine Micheál's a big fan of house music.
Oh, well, sure, you never know. You'll have to find out. But yeah, I think he's involved in this festival for ages, from a stance from Safe Harbour. It's an arts and music festival. And Cillian Murphy has been kind of one of those actors that's really, really prominent in these kind of spaces. So I think it's just one of those gas stories. Like,
it's brilliant.
You have to like...
And
laugh.
The video was just superb as
he's
well.
He's just up there on the decks. He's like some of our very own in-house DJs here, Andrea.
I think they might give him a weekend job or something.
Yeah, get him on the decks.
Now, the Super Bowl. The one thing I love about the Super Bowl, don't mind the sport, it's the halftime show.
Yeah, now you might like the Super Bowl, but I am aware that you're not Adele's biggest fan.
No, I thought I'm not her biggest fan. I just think all her songs sound the same.
Yeah.
Do you know, we actually made a little collaboration of a few of her tunes. We compiled them, I should say, all together, four or five of them one time. And like, I couldn't tell the difference between them.
I remember this. Yeah.
They all sound the same.
Now, I'm a big Adele fan and I'm kind of in that space where I'd love to see her live just once.
I've never seen her live. So maybe I will be... Sometimes I go to gigs that I'm not major fans of, and then I'm like, oh,
wow,
gosh, they totally blew me away.
Absolutely. She has a habit of turning down the Super Bowl since 2016.
Oh, really?
So they've asked her a good few times, but this year looks like it could be the one that she kind of says yes to. It's happening next February in California. She's from California. Her new fiance, Rich Paul, is also an agent to a lot of NFL stars. It looks... Now, the one thing is, you don't get paid for the Super Bowl. There's no fee for the artist.
You just get to do it.
It's just the publicity. But there have been rumours that Miley Cyrus has been rumoured for it. Taylor Swift also in that space, in that Taylor Swift has been dropping kind of little Easter eggs.
Well, I assumed Taylor Swift is going to get the nod.
Yeah, well, she recently talked about like working with Sourdough a lot. I don't know if you remember that, but she was like, oh, I love Sourdough. Sourdough Sam is the mascot for the San Francisco 49ers. So people are kind of putting two and two together, as Taylor does. She gives us these little Easter eggs and kind of throws out these little like clues for people. So people are thinking that Taylor Swift might headline, but I definitely would like to see Adele. She has the bangers for me to get through kind of that, whatever it is, 15 minute set.
Good stuff, Cathal O'Sullivan. Thanks a million as always for bringing a little smile to her face this Wednesday afternoon. Cathal will be back with us at about the same time next Wednesday. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.